producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. It's so stuck on bringing me down. It used to know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go.
7 and a half the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Listen to all this racket around me, Richie. What's going on?
Where are you?
I am in the Radisson Hotel, which is in downtown Manchester, New Hampshire. And I've been told, I have it on good authority, there is an event here tomorrow that may shake the earth. The earth will move under our feet.
Are you predicting an earthquake?
No, wasn't there one, though, an earthquake in Japan over the weekend?
Yeah.
And now it has sparked a dirty thunderstorm, so that all of this is pretty spectacular. If you look at some of the audio, good, Doug. How do you look at some of the audio?
Look at the audio.
Yeah,
here's
let's
what
do
it sounds
that.
Like. Ah!
Yeah. I know, quite a mess. So it sort of reminds me of that when the fracture took place. What was that, 4, 5, 6 years ago, when the nuclear plant sort of fell into the ocean after the tsunami? Well, how long ago was that?
Anybody remember?
Yeah, right. But anyway, the kinds of things, because Japan is so concentrated. There are, I believe, 150 million people that live on those small islands. They have no land to farm.
2011 Fukushima was.
Was it 2011? Okay. So they have, everybody is so compact. Everything that happens, whether it's the weather, whether it's a problem, some kind of violence, anything, shakes the whole country because the islands are not that big and people are living that close together. If you've ever been in Tokyo, I've never been to downtown Tokyo, but you see pictures of it. It is like living in a postage stamp. It's so much different than, but yet it's a very progressive country. Unemployment is very low. The jobs there are good, not as good as they were before the Chinese came along, when they were, making everything for America. But this is one of the things I'm talking to the candidate. For those of you who are figuring this out now, just coming onto the program, I'm at the seat of where all the politicians are coming. There's what we call a radio row, and to explain that, many of you who listen to certain types of talk radio programming know that before elections or before there's some big event, there are groups of radio people that get together. We have about 20 or so in this room, different parts of a lot of New Hampshire broadcasters are here, a lot of national, I'm the only national guy who's here, but there are people from Virginia, Iowa, all over the country, in fact, and we've had access. I just had a conversation with Carly Fiorina, which we'll try to have prepared for the bottom of the hour. Donald Trump's son was up here. I had a conversation with him, and maybe we'll get that in the next half hour as well, Richie. But the way that this, it's really like a lottery system here. You just, and you've heard some people coming by where I was, saying, do you want this, do you want that?
Yeah, they're actually shopping on the while you're on the air.
Yeah, right, while I'm on the air. But it's a good experience. It's sort of a part of Americana now. It's sort of a part of how the process works. I sat next to Carly Fiorina. She's a slight lady.
She's tiny, isn't she? I met her last year.
But she comes across as very sincere, very perfunctory, if you will. And I asked her what she's doing in terms of the millennial vote. And she had a good answer to that. And I say this lovingly, if we can technically put it all together, because of the way things are here, everybody's literally tripping over each other. I wonder sometimes, because I haven't done these, I swore to myself, when I did this the last time. I said to Stuart, I'm not doing this again.
I remember that, actually. Yeah.
I let Ellen Ellen talked me into it.
And here you are. But you know what? Here's the thing. The presidential election is a huge story this year. Say it's because of Donald Trump or just the place that we're in with all kinds of issues.
People There's no looking... love lost for Donald Trump in this room, I will tell you that.
Oh, of course. Nobody likes them on the if they're part of the
establishment. Right.
But his kid, I just said to his kid, what's it like at home for breakfast?
Did you meet Eric or Don Jr.?
Donald Jr. Smart kid, moving around. He knows how to answer the line. I said, okay, so breakfast at home, what's it like? And he had a 60-second answer to that. And then I said, okay, who cooks? He said, not my father.
You know, the one thing that even people who don't like Donald Trump can say is that if he were really truly a bad dude, I don't think his family would be as awesome as they are. No. I mean, they've stuck with him.
Right.
They're supportive of him.
They
work in the business.
Yeah,
they don't write tell-all books and have drug problems. I mean, he's got a good family.
They're clean bunch. And that does tell you something about him. I think we don't see, you know, there's a certain way that people who use the media present themselves. I think that you probably could have a pretty good conversation if you got him in a room by himself and there was something that you had in common with him, that there would be a good conversation. It would just be the same kind of conversation that Richie, you and I have, or Jennifer, you and I have, or I have with the many people who listen to this program.
He's not that scary. I mean, to me, he doesn't scare me. Everybody talks about how scary it is, and I realize why. And don't take this the wrong way.
Shakes it up.
This is going to be meant as sort of a compliment, I think, backward, maybe backwards.
To whom?
But to you. I always say that you and my dad operate businesses, and I work for both of you. I am employees of both you and my father. And my dad operates his business in a certain way that reminds me a lot of Donald Trump's style. And I'm not saying that he makes, you know, like, not we're not playing with the kind of money that Donald Trump plays, Dougie, but I would say in some ways you kind of do the same thing where as you said, you shake it up, you try different things, you have to realize that spending money means something. You can't just throw a ton of money at a project. You've got to make some money back. I mean, there's a lot of similarities, and I guess that's maybe why he doesn't scare me, because if you're a small business owner, he sort of talks to you. I mean, that's what his message is all about.
He gets that.
Exactly.
He does get that. Yeah. Well, the whole tax situation, I asked Governor Gilmore about that in the last half hour. If you didn't hear it, it's hour number 4 of Good Day. Governor James Gilmore on for a while, and I focused in on 2 things with him. The VA experience, because he's a veteran, and the tax thing, which whether you believe it or not, you're listening to him, it sounded to me, Richie, like he crafted that idea or that proposal long before these other guys took it. Now, Johnny-come-latelys are using the idea, and we all support it because we know we have to do something to the tax structure. And pretty much all of them are singing that same song now about how you have to change the corporate tax rate. And when you listen to the explanations or you understand what actually is going on and why the jobs are going offshore, this is not difficult to figure out. But yet it's so poorly presented by the news media in general. They don't do, there's no teaching going on. I think the news media should be, in a way, a teacher explaining things. Why is it that people just take shots like Bernie Sanders says, all these companies are going offshore, we got to tax them more. That's death. These people are not going to stay here and create
jobs.
That's why
they're leaving.
Yeah.
Of course it's why they're leaving.
That's what I think. That's where the failure of Bernie's message comes to, for me anyway. I mean, I think he's...
But the kids understand that, Jennifer.
I don't know.
Your younger friends, you heard it from 2 or 3 people here who were talking about it.
I don't think they get it. I got attacked on Twitter because I asked the question, who pays for all these programs? And somebody somebody attacked me on Twitter saying, you're ignorant. It's Wall Street that's going to pay. Bernie's going to tax Wall Street.
Really?
Well, breaking news, corporations and Wall Street are not going to lose a dime of money. They're either going to cut employees, they're going to cut wages, they're going to raise prices on their goods and services. I mean, it always...
Or they're going to leave the country or all of
the
above.
Or they're going to leave the country. I mean, it's always going to trickle down to the middle class.
And so how is it that people don't get that unless there's an intention? There's a whole big thing about Marco Rubio and whether he was right that Obama... In a way, I actually thought Rubio was right about that. I think that there is a concerted effort to screw with the fiber and fabric of our country the way Rubio explained. explained it. The others said he didn't know what he was doing.
No,
in many ways, he doesn't know what he's doing.
It's not that. It's just that he said it three times.
Right.
No matter.
Yeah.
No,
he repeated himself not knowing what else to say.
Right, exactly. I mean, he. There's no question about the fact that Christie got him dead to rights, bing, bang, boom, right between the eyes. But that isn't where I'm not really, that's not my focus here. The focus is on the message as to whether he knows what he's doing, Barack Obama knows what he's doing or not. And in some respects, he does when it comes to that sort of thing. But in actually management style, he doesn't know what he's doing. You can see that. But has he steered the country in a direction that he thinks it ought to go in for whatever the reason, whether you think he's a socialist, whether he's a communist, whether he's working for the Muslims, whatever it is that you think, there are really definitive changes in our country in the 8 years that he's been here, and in my opinion, most of them are bad.
I would say when you talk about Bernie and the young people, and about the young people and President Obama, actually, they get indoctrinated in the college system, and they come out of college thinking that this certain way about life, they haven't been slapped in the face with it yet. And I think that's what sort of
Gilmore was saying
is the naivete from.
So Richie, why hasn't Gilmore gotten more traction?
Because the media won't talk about
it. Yeah, no, he just hasn't. For some reason, hasn't flashed to where the media will catch on to something with him. You know, with Rubio, he's young, he's good looking. With Cruz, he's the Tea Party guy. With Trump, he's the billionaire. Everybody's got some interesting single point that attracts the media to them. And Gilmore just, you know, he's your average politician when it comes to who he looks like and where
he looks like an average politician.
And where he came from.
Suit, tie, and the whole
sort
thing.
Of
way
sounds like it. I mean, I like what Gilmore has to say, but I was really trying to listen to what he was saying with you.
Mm.
And there's nothing that's going to bring
no,
you in.
There isn't.
You know what I mean?
There isn't.
And unfortunately,
he's vanilla.
You need to be a flash in the pan somehow so that somebody notices you at some point.
Or you have to have the warmth that brings people in.
Well,
and sadly, that's a bummer because you miss out on a lot of candidates who may not have.
But the other side of that may be that he's looking for a job whoever gets in there. And this way he gets to know all the people who are the players.
It's good for him. I mean, people now know him on a national level,
right.
in a small way.
Yep. All right, we're in the midst of all the action. You hear the noise in the background here. I apologize for the noise. Can't do much about that. I'm just trying to be focused right on the microphone so you can hear me, but you're going to hear a lot of other between today and tomorrow. And this will be more of a madhouse tomorrow than it is today because they're going to really be out stumping on the day. There are 40% of the people in the state as of yesterday said they hadn't made up their mind either on the Democratic side or the Republican side.
That's who
they were going to support. But there's going to be a big turnout tomorrow, as there ought to be.
Just add into that little mix before you move on.
Yeah.
There's a new poll out by Gallup right now that says New Hampshire is the least religious state in the U.S. So that'll be interesting to see how it plays out for the candidates on the right, like Ted Cruz, who really played to that well, like he did in Iowa. So.
Yeah, well, I think that's part of all of this, understanding who the audience is. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 to check out. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by web bank and affiliates of Avant Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How big is Rite Aid's big point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Our Doug Steffens Good Day program. I'm in Manchester, New Hampshire, at the ground zero for politicians and their surrogates. So there are a lot of politicians who are looking for votes in New Hampshire, and there are a lot of different ways for them to utilize our facilities here. Sometimes they come and join us one-on-one. Sometimes if they're running to some other place, they'll sit around the table. There are four or five of us who were together, and so we have what we call a round table. Each of us gets to ask a question or two of the candidates. So Carly Fiorina was up here a few minutes ago, and we sat around, and the five of us, four of us, I can't remember how many, that were asked her a question, and I led it off. So this is four different folks. I'm not going to identify them because you won't know who they are anyway. They're just reporters and or hosts from various stations talking to Carly Fiorina. I led it off for the first question. How do you get the millennials to vote for you?
You know, I have exceeded expectations every step of the way. I started out 17 out of 16 candidates. Nobody thought I'd make it through the first month, and here I am. There are only eight people left. I've beaten a couple on that stage Saturday night already in Iowa, and I may just do it again. At every rally I have, I am surrounded by young people.
What are your expectations for tomorrow?
I'll exceed expectations, just as I have every step of the way.
WNTK, certain states legalizing marijuana. Here in the Granite State, we're talking about the issue with opioid abuse and the deaths therefrom. What would your plan be as Commander-in-Chief to tackle the drug issue in this country and also in the state of New Hampshire?
Well, you know, we buried our daughter to addictions, so this cuts very close to home to me. And I think we are misleading young people when we tell them that smoking a joint is like drinking a beer. It's not. We have to reform our criminal justice system. We have the highest incarceration rates in the world, and I can remember standing in front of a judge and pleading not to send my daughter to jail. His hands were tied. When we criminalize addiction, we are not treating addiction. I visited many fine prevention treat and recovery centers here in New Hampshire, but what they need is resources. It's why we have to get control of the money in Washington and quit wasting it in Washington and send it to community centers and states where it will do some good. And finally, we need to reform the HIPAA laws, because the HIPAA laws isolate addicts from people who are trying to help them.
Very good, Carly. Jeff Chittis from WGIR, Portsmouth Herald. 10% of the population in New Hampshire is veteran. We do not have a full-time veterans care facility here in New Hampshire. Your thoughts on that as Commander-in-Chief?
Well, you know, the Veterans Administration is a stain on our honor, and it's an example of how politicians have let us down over and over again. Here's the truth. The people of this great nation were so outraged by scandals in the VA that they managed to get passed, through their pressure on Congress, a bill that said we could fire 400 senior executives. Only three of them have been fired. Two of them are suing to get their jobs back. Meanwhile, 307,000 veterans have died waiting for health care, and the VA handed out $142 million in bonuses for superior performance. Folks, the system isn't working for us. This is a stain on our honor. So you can't elect another politician who's going to promise you the moon and do nothing. We have to reform the VA, and I'm the only one with a plan to do it.
Can you give me your thoughts on the phenomena, the Bernie Sanders phenomenon?
Well, you know, I think young people feel the American dream isn't real for them anymore. Young people are frustrated. The problem is Bernie Sanders is lying to young people. What he's telling them is the answer is more big government. But here's the truth. Government gets bigger, more complicated, more powerful. It also becomes more corrupt. And as it gets bigger and more powerful and more complicated, the more true it becomes that only the big, the powerful, the wealthy, the well-connected can handle it. And the small and the powerless and the young and the new are getting crushed. So Bernie Sanders is selling a lie to the young people of New Hampshire, and I hope they're smart enough to pay attention.
That last answer was so on, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know that I use the term lie, but I think that there is a lot of disingenuous is another word, as far as the promises. It reminds me of Hope and Change, the same stuff. And they all do it, and the system is corrupt, as she suggested. So anyway, that was an excerpt from a roundtable conversation with me and three or four other hosts who are here in New Hampshire at the Radisson, talking quickly to Carly Fiorina. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Presidential contenders have been debating and fighting to get their voices heard in hopes of earning their party's nomination. But how are they faring with younger voters? A new survey finds out what some young great minds are thinking, and Brian Osich is here to tell you the story.
The 2016 presidential election survey, prepared for the National Society of High School Scholars, or NSHSS, finds the majority of its academic achievers are registered and ready to vote in this year's presidential election. James Lewis is with NSHSS and says millennials have the power to change the course of history.
The survey discovered most of our high school and college members are first-time voters. 49% are focused on the economy and jobs. Other significant issues include student loan debt and voting in a strong commander-in-chief to fight terrorism.
The survey also found most respondents go online to get their political news.
79% rely on the internet to stay on top of politics. Most students turn to online newspapers and, of course, Facebook.
Lewis says millennials will play a big role in this year's election.
If the election were held today, 35% of our members would vote for Bernie Sanders, followed by Hillary Clinton and Ben Carson.
For more, go to NSHSS.org.
That's hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program from the Radisson Hotel in Manchester, New Hampshire, today and tomorrow for the primary. And the most important thing going on at the moment is me trying to figure out how to send some pictures from my smartphone to
smartphone dumb user.
So they can post them. I don't know that I'm going to be able to do that.
That's not nice. Oh, you're going to say smartphone, not so smart user.
That's right.
Yeah, that may be it. Jennifer's just trying to get me into the right page and the hook and all this.
You're using an iPhone, correct?
I'm using my I'm using a Samsung smartphone.
Oh, Samsung.
That's why I handed them over to you.
Yeah. I don't have Samsung.
Well, you used to, though, right?
No, I only have an iPhone, so I hope you can use
that. This is fascinating, I'm sure, to the people listening around the country. Maybe it is fascinating.
Oh, there's a lot of people who identify with you right now.
Of course
I don't know how to do this.
Right, exactly. Okay, so there is an unbelievability. I'm pinching myself a little bit here because I'm finding that I am more involved. I think I feel like I'm more involved this year than I have been. Maybe it's because the candidates that I think are smart or have a chance actually have a chance. I haven't voted for a winner in the national election since George Bush Sr. Was victorious in 1988. I did not vote for him in 1992. I didn't vote for Bill Clinton. I voted for the libertarian candidate then. I'm trying to remember what.
Harry Brown.
Harry Brown. Good guy, yeah. Very nice guy. Got about three votes. Mine was one of them.
Right.
But that's my, that's just kind of, I didn't vote for Ross Perot either. Many people think Ross Perot cost the George Bush the election.
Oh, he did, whatever. Clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But at any rate, no. George Bush cost George Bush the election
because
he didn't tell the truth. Exactly. Right. That's why I did not vote for him.
Was he the first victim of the soundbite, do you think?
No. No.
Because now we see 1,000 victims of soundbites every,
Dukakis.
I mean.
Yeah, Dukakis and the Willie Horton, not the Willie Horton thing, but what killed Dukakis was the picture of him in the tank.
Right.
That's what killed him. He was done after that because he looked like a clown in that, and nobody took him seriously, which was good because he wasn't to be taken seriously anyway. But I think people take Hillary Clinton seriously, Bernie Sanders seriously, and they take Donald Trump seriously. A lot of people take Ted Cruz, I don't, or Marco Rubio seriously. It's just my own persuasion, and because this is my program, I can say that. I'd say it whether it was my program or not. Richie will tell you how he thinks. Jennifer will tell you how she thinks. I don't know that Hillary is inevitable. I don't know that Donald Trump is inevitable, but I will tell you, when I look at Ben Carson on Saturday night, I feel that he's lost it. He doesn't have what he had for whatever the reason.
It's too bad. He's a smart guy.
He's a very good guy.
A bunch of his campaign stuff.
He got the biggest laughs out of the audience, though.
Yeah.
He's very likable.
They couldn't. I thought it was interesting how unorganized it was at the beginning when they were introducing everybody. They couldn't hear. So Trump and Ben Carson stayed behind. You could see them on camera.
Right.
But they didn't know whether to go out or not. And what I thought was a moment of real warmth. You could see the two of them when they didn't think anybody was looking. That's always the behind it. That's why I went downstairs to talk to the waitress in the breakfast shop downstairs when I got my breakfast. And I said, all right, who's been in here? And she told me that Cruz had been in there, that Huckabee had been in there. And who else did she say? One of the other, who was it that had eaten down there? Not Bush, but somebody that you'd expect, perhaps.
Chris.
nice, Richie. I said, who's the best tipper?
You're better than that.
And she said, Huckabee was the best tipper.
I'm telling you, I love Mike.
I know you like Huckabee.
I love him. He's a great, he's a good man.
But you see,
with him or not.
They pay no attention to this. For them, it's just another face and another mouth to feed, which is the way it ought to be. These people are not special. They're different, but that doesn't mean that they're special. We'd like to have a president who was different and special, and I don't know how to define that anymore. I don't know how to go further into the word special and try to define it. Somebody who will capture our imagination, somebody like Michael Bloomberg, frankly, who I think would be an extraordinarily inspiring.
Why don't you ask a couple of the candidates about that? That'd be interesting.
If we'll find out who's wandering around here now. I won't see anybody again, I think, until the next half hour. But anyway, I was sort of doing an observation about how these things all come together and what people think, what the news media wants you to think about the candidates. This is an unbelievable reality, I think, to see Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, who are really two peas in a pod. And in reality, they kind of really are. Hillary's a little bit less socialistic and a little bit more, she's not down to earth, but she's she gets the line. Do you know what I mean?
She's a politician.
For the
sake of a politician. But, you know, a couple of interesting stories have been trending over the weekend about the Democrats. And 42%, there's a new poll that's out, 42% of Democrats think that socialism is good and okay.
Yeah, we know that. That's
so scary. That's a huge.
Scary.
I mean, that's
people don't know even how the government works. That's the thing. Who do you think is going to going to pay for all this stuff? And what happens? Do we stay? I mean, I think the Republicans made a point of it on Saturday night. Do we stay the leader, or do we just become another member of the pack? And what happens to the world if that's the case?
The reason Sanders has such popularity with young kids is because they're graduating with, from college with $100,000 debt and no job, and they're scared, so they want to know that somebody's going to be there for them if they need it. And that's why they think socialism is okay, is because if I can't make it out here, who's going to protect me? Well, Bernie Sanders is.
You know, with free college, I mean, the left uses the academia.
Free.
What was that?
Free.
Yeah. Well, the left uses academia to kind of indoctrinate people into that sort of system where socialism is what is the order of the day. And so, of course, they want to give away free college.
So when
it's
are
a
we
training
going,
ground.
When are we going to stop Nothing with the free. Campaigns from as soon as the president gets elected in November, it'll start all over again. Okay, who's going to run in 2020?
You'll get a year break, won't you?
Right, yes. We get a 1 year break.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, for a month or two, they'll say, okay, they'll talk about what can happen in 4 years, but then we'll get a 1 year break.
Mm. Well, anyway, it's a strange world we live in, Master Jack. That's all I can tell you. And to get the it's very interesting how some of these people are like actors and actresses on a stage. The light goes on, the mic switches on, they're at it. As soon as you shut it off, it's like they were a robot. You shut off the switch. I mean, to see that.
Turn it on, turn it off.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I think that's why I like someone like Huckabee. He's just kind of, he just is, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why he wasn't successful.
I was with somebody a couple of weeks ago in Phoenix who was a personal friend of Mike's and liked him a lot and thought, you know, he would make a good president, but he's not going to get there. And maybe you understand the reason for it is not sometimes anything to do with the candidates themselves. Are the stars lining up?
The flavor of the day, right?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And that's why Trump and Bernie Sanders are getting a lot of attention, because they are different and people seem not to want to have the usual politics. The younger especially don't want to have politics as usual. And these are the people that are going to elect. They're going to be the most influential. We can predict where older voters are going to be for the most part, mid-range, mid-age voters, where they're going to be. The millennials will be the ones that decide who gets to be the next president. I'm pretty convinced of that. 43 past the hour here on Good Day.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now. With your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
QL1, this This is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples' tech services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
46 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program from Manchester, New Hampshire, where the room is steaming and teeming here. A lot of people who are in the news business wandering over each other or walking over each other or talking over each other. About 15 minutes ago, during the last, what was it, the news at the bottom of the hour, Donald Trump Jr. was in here, and he sat around one of the round tables, and there were two or three of us asking him quick questions, and once again, I asked the first question.
No, you asked the last question, but
I did ask
the most interesting question. You can always tell when Doug Steffen's sitting at the table.
Right. Well, I'm Donald Trump Jr., and it's a pleasure to be here.
What would your father do to shore up cybersecurity attacks against the country?
Well, he'd bring in people who would actually understand what they're doing, and It's a big issue, obviously, the cyber attacks, and it's one of the biggest security threats we actually face today. And so he would do what he does in a business, which is bring in the best of the best to make sure that we have people that are competent and working on the right things to make sure that those systems are in place to be able to thwart and defer any attacks that would be coming this way.
Now, we have no shortage of political legacies in Washington. We have a Bush running right now. We have a Clinton running right now. Do you think we'll be seeing another Trump entering the political field down the road?
I don't know. Right now, I'm not going to quit my day job, but I think what he's doing is really important, taking a business mindset to this country, trying to change the dialogue, saying, you know, if politicians are the answer, well, they've been the answer for the last 100 years and it hasn't worked. It's gotten progressively worse. And so trying to bring a business mindset to this and doing things what he's done for our businesses for this country, I think is going to be very important.
What do you talk about at breakfast?
With my father?
Yeah.
Well, these days it's about politics. Normally it'd be about business, but you know, honestly, when we get at a family table, it's probably much more like a regular family than anyone would ever give us credit for. I mean, Christmas meals and holiday meals are just a good time. My father's, you know, really good. We're good at making fun of ourselves and making fun of each other and having a good time. He's much more of an ordinary guy than anyone would give him credit for, I think.
He a good cook?
I don't know if I trust him in the kitchen. I think I'll take the kitchen duties, but he's a great father, and that's what I can say.
Donald Trump Jr. here a few minutes ago.
Love it. That was a good question, yeah. Dougie. Aside from all the junk.
You know, and he had good answers to all three of those questions.
Yeah, smart kid. He's a smart kid.
Yeah.
And he's running around here.
I know. I'm watching.
Very available.
On Twitter, he just was posing with Tucker Carlson at the Fox News booth. So wherever that is, he's there now.
I won't hold that against him.
Still waiting for his tweet with you, though.
Yeah.
Well, I was. They're jumping from one thing to the next to the next. A lot of people stories. Interesting. Actress Kate Del Castillo is wanted for questioning in relation to the El Chapo connection. She's going to be brought in for questioning. She missed an appointment with authorities she was supposed to have on Friday. She missed an appointment.
Yeah, you don't do that. She's hiding out from the Mexican federales. Are you kidding?
Right. Well, she's hiding out from, if she talks too much, she's going to need to be hiding out from somebody else.
Is El Chapo there in New Hampshire, Doug?
No, I haven't seen El Chapo.
No, he's not.
Woody Harrelson's wandering around, and you may know that he has applied for, this is another interesting people story here, he's applied for the marijuana dispensary license in Hawaii.
This is brilliant. Do you know how well marijuana does in Hawaii when it's not legal? Imagine how well marijuana will do when it is legal in Hawaii.
Imagine Woody Harrelson's pot lounge where everybody knows your name, they just can't remember it at the moment.
You know who's going to be there? Is Matthew McConaughey. All day long.
All right.
Do you think these guys are that? Do you really think that's what's wrong with them?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So why am I so naive about that?
I don't know. I mean,
Jen, we were looking at my wife and I watching the Matthew McConaughey Lincoln commercial the other day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He looks a little funny now, doesn't he?
Funny
well, he's
how?
Gotten thinner, I think. He's kind of gaunt.
He doesn't
Is that
look
what you mean?
Healthy. He doesn't look healthy.
He does not look healthy.
He doesn't look healthy at all.
Yeah, he looks a little thin. I don't know. I like Matthew when he's got like that healthy glow. He's really attractive when he looks like that. But sometimes he gets too beachy, where he's real thin and he looks dirty, like he's got sand crusting in his eyebrows.
He has horrible BO. I have from some friends that worked on a movie. He was in Framingham to do a movie a couple of years ago, and he spent 4 or 5 days here, and some extras that were on the set with him said, very nice guy, but he, in between takes, he's out on the lawn doing push-ups, sit-ups. He constantly is doing exercising.
Seems like he has attention.
And he doesn't, you know, when he, so somebody say, okay, call. I mean, they come in, and when he comes in, he's all sweaty and smelly. Which doesn't sound like a very attractive way to spend your time. 51 after on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet!
What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude,
what does mine say?
Sweet!
Idiot!
I am a singer. I am a honeybee. I am a laser.
Last night, you lost the call. You accepted so much of the press. And now,
let me try to get all of it.
Let's recap. Last night, we lost my car, we accepted stolen money from a transsexual stripper, and now some space nerds want us to find something we can't pronounce. I hate to say it, Chester, but maybe we should cut back on the shivvying.
Alright, if you don't recognize this movie, this is one of the greatest movies of the 90s.
Dude, really?
Where's My Car? With Ashton Kutcher, who turned 38 years old today.
I refuse to play your Chinese food mind game.
Yeah. Really funny, really stupid. I love stupid movies. Doug would hate this movie and everything about it and everything that it stands for. Chucker, you think they're going to have...
A lot more stupid than funny. I find myself agreeing with Doug more and more.
That's a problem.
Because you're getting older, Chucker.
Stupid as fuck. Where's Dude?
I'm on my porch in my rocking chair.
I want to know where Dude Where's My Car 2 is and when that's coming out.
That's, we're not going to see that anytime soon.
Thank God.
All right, so Chucker's got the big movie day. You know what? Chucker's, is Super Bowl weekend traditionally a good movie weekend or a bad movie weekend?
It's not a good movie. It's just very, very slow.
But it's just Sunday that the game is on.
It's like anything else. I mean, the weekend itself, it really does feel like a national holiday.
Yeah, it really does. All right, movie news and the big movies of the weekend coming up at 55 past the hour on Good Day.
Recently, Verizon had to use tiny red balls to try to make you think they had a much better network than Sprint. But there's one big thing they left out. The new Sprint LTE Plus network delivers faster download speeds than Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. While Verizon seems to be focused on tiny balls, Sprint has been obsessively focused on building the network of the future. And to celebrate, Sprint is cutting their rates in half. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rates. You get the new Sprint LTE Plus network with faster download speeds than Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. And we'll even cover your cost to switch, up to $650 per line, only from Sprint. Better for less.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen NMB data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credits. See website for eligible plans. Savings to $1,818 after paid full amount. Restrictions apply. Buy every reward card after online registration and phone turn-in.
56 pass on Good Day. Jen, Rich, and Chucker with you for Movie Moments. Chuck, last night during the Super Bowl, one of the commercials that got my wife and all the other ladies in the room very excited was to see that Jason Bourne will be back with Matt Damon. That's kind of a surprise. Did we know that was coming? Did I just forget that?
I read that it was coming. Doesn't have a title yet. I think it's referred to as a fifth Bourne film. But, you know, it's interesting. They spend $5 million. They said between $4 and $5 million for a 30-second spot. If you're a movie studio, you think it's worth $5 million for 30 seconds? I guess it is during the Super Bowl.
Got some buzz.
You get. I mean, it launches your product. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. And he looks very edgy in this movie. It looks a little bit. He looks a little darker, and it he's got more edge than he did in the last couple ones, which I don't know. That's pretty hard to do. All right, what happened this weekend in box office totals?
The second weekend in a row, Kung Fu Panda 3, number one, $21 million, $70 million in 2 weeks of release. The Coen Brothers comedy, Hail Caesar, a movie Jennifer absolutely loved when you saw it the other day. I'm just kidding. came in second, 11.4, which is so. You know, I'm a Clooney fan, and Clooney's great, but, you know, Clooney's history of movies, he cannot open a movie. He's not an actor that really can open a film, although he's very well regarded in the business and obviously well-liked, including by myself. The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio continues to do very well, 1.1 over the weekend. It's seventh week of release, $150 million to date.
Wow.
The film has performed well overseas. Also, Star Wars The Force Awakens, 6.8, $906 million in 8 weeks. That's pretty good coin for any.
That's domestic or worldwide?
Domestic. Worldwide is done. It just crossed the $2 billion mark.
Good Lord.
So will this be, if this wins Best Picture, which it could at the Academy Awards, will this be the top grossing one?
Which one? The Revenant?
Yeah.
Of all the new movies nominated yet, I believe that would be correct.
Mm-hmm. That's a big hit for an Oscar nominee.
Coming up. It's getting that time of year.
Absolutely.
All right, Chucker.
Rated R, hard R.
Thank you very much. It's 58 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite.
the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.